embark upon a journey into the heart of worship. Purely worship with DK
on Joyful FM Radio.
It's a beautiful Tuesday evening, and you're listening to Joyful FM, coming to you live from the city of Johannesburg, right here in South Africa. Welcome to this special edition of our Purely Worship, brought to you by yours truly DK, with my special guest Shami, who will bring you the Christmas story. Hope the favor and the grace of God is upon your life today. Christmas is around the corner, just a couple of days from now, and we're already in the spirit of Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Christ, the birth of our Messiah, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The Word of God does not specifically mention that we should celebrate the birth of Christ. Neither does anyone know the exact date of his birth. But one thing is certain. In the Bible, we are told that angels heralded and celebrated the birth of Jesus in joyful song. Luke 2 verse 13 says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." If angels and heavenly hosts welcomed the birth of Jesus Christ with joy and gladness, surely we can also do the same. Amen. We love to celebrate the birth of Jesus. His birthday is the beginning of the good news of salvation, the first coming of the Messiah into the world. As a helpless little child in our likeness, but also as a conquering king, is the start of something real, the salvation of sinners. For this reason, Christ was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We celebrate the birth because it foreshadows a death and then reveals a resurrection. By celebrating his birth, we are celebrating his death as our sacrificial lamb, because birth comes before death. So, since this is purely worship, we will celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus in worship as we listen to the Christmas story. Christmas carols are some of the deepest worship songs. If you never thought of them that way, tonight you hear them in a different light as worship songs. You're listening to Purely Worship, and this is the story of the birth of Christ, narrated by our guest, Shami.
Long ago, about 2,000 years, when King Herod ruled Judea, now part of Israel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman who lived in the northern town of Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she was engaged to marry Joseph. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Israel's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant." Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Israel longed for the long-promised Messiah for thousands of years, and the world needed a savior. Suddenly, the prophecies of Isaiah and the prophets about the coming Messiah were coming alive. Here is a maverick city with O Come, Emmanuel.
Come and cheer.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
The slave is a brother.
Lord Jesus, we welcome you into our hearts and lives today. You did not come in pomp or ceremony or in glamour. You used the despised things of this world. Nazareth was a very small and despised town, yet it became the birthplace of our Savior and King. Use us too today, O Lord, for your glory and for your honor. Amen. You heard a song titled, O Holy Night, on Purely Worship, the Christmas edition. Let's continue with the Christmas story.
Purely Worship with DK. Joyful FM.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Keeping
Angels appear to lowly and humble shepherds to announce the glad tidings of Jesus' birth. They could have appeared to rabbis or chief priests or the important religious and political leaders of their day. But God has never been a respecter of persons. He uses the unqualified to shame the qualified, the poor to shame the rich, and the weak to shame the strong. Hallelujah. Let's move on with the Christmas story.
Just as the angel finished telling the shepherds the good news of Jesus' birth, suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests."
Thank you.
Angel Sing by Celtic Women. You're listening to this special Christmas edition of our Purely Worship with me, DK, and our guest tonight giving us the Christmas story is Shami. Let's proceed with the story.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Thank you.
Silent night. The newborn king lay in the manger on top of the hay. Little did the whole world know that on that silent night, in such a humble, lowly place, the king of all kings had been born. But Herod, who was the king at the time, was soon to find out. Let's continue with the Christmas story.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Of his love and wonders of his His love and wonders, wonders of His love.
Holy Worship with DK. Joyful FM.
Yeah.
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more."
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone. Stephen Sharp Nelson here representing the Piano Guys. We wanted to take a minute to express our gratitude for everyone involved in this project, all the YouTubers that brought their talent into this thing to make it possible. You've got to watch this video over here. It's called Share the Gift. It's what all of this project has been about. And for us, the Christmas season is so special. We believe the purpose of life is to be happy. And for us in our own lives, that happiness has come from following the teachings of Jesus Christ, holding family extra close, and loving others more than ourselves. It's not easy, but it's so worth it. And Christmas so beautifully brings all of these three things together. So go out and make someone else's Christmas season extra special by doing something anonymous for somebody in need. Do whatever it is that you feel you want to do to share the gift of Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for tuning in. Hope you are blessed by this special edition of Purely Worship. As we celebrate Christmas this year and every other year, let us never forget that Jesus Christ is the reason behind this special day. Tell your children that it's not about Santa Claus, nor about the snow, nor about the mistletoes and etc. Tell them that Christmas is a day we celebrate the birthday of our precious Lord and Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who came that he might lay down his life to save humankind. It is him that we adore and worship today, and lift up his name that is highly exalted above all names. Let's put Christ back in Christmas. From me, DK, and my special guest, Shami, God bless you and to all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, come here. deserve the glory.
You deserve
the glory. You do, you do. You deserve the glory. Oh yeah. Come on, sing that. You deserve the glory. Cost us, you're worth it. 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 Woo. We bring everything to the newborn King. We bring everything to this risen King. Newborn King, who
That's who we worship, oh. We bring everything to the newborn King, the one born in dirt, the one born in a manger. Oh, we bring everything to the newborn King, a baby who's worthy. Born in the dirt, but sitting on the throne. You're worthy of it all. One more time, say. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you give you, we give you.